This is episode 1245. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? We continue exploring the topic this week. All week long, we're focusing on this theme of social isolation. We discovered how social isolation can actually be deadly. It can wreak havoc on your physical health, as well as your mental and emotional health. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a meditation technique to help pull yourself out of a spiral of feeling socially isolated and stuck so that you can remember just how limitless you truly are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I am excited to share today's meditation with you. I share a different meditation technique every day, and I have an app that's soon to be released. It's in test mode right now, and you can receive access to this app for 2 weeks free, and you also get access to a membership site if you want to be guided in full guided meditations that are half hour long. You could also break off at the 15-minute point in those meditations, and you also get a guide with all the techniques I share with you organized on the guide for the whole week, and a journal. So this is a social isolation journal for this week that has a daily reflection question that helps you to explore a topic that maybe touches you more deeply, and so you want to go deeper with it. So again, this is at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. For your meditation technique today to take into your meditation, I also want to share with you a mudra. Now, the best way to do this technique would be to do the mudra, which is simply a way you position your hands. And our fingers and hands have lots of nerve endings. And so when you position your fingers a certain way, it activates the corresponding region of your brain, just like yoga or acupressure. So they're fun to do. I encourage you to try the mudra. There is a photo of the mudra. It's a pretty easy one this week, so I'll explain how to do it. But I always leave the week's mudra on the Sip and Om Facebook page. So you can go to the Facebook page to see a photo of the mudra. It's called the Nirvan Mudra. And how you do it is simple. You intertwine your fingers. So you clasp and intertwine your hands in front of you at your heart, or you could hold it at this your stomach, or even rest your hands in your lap. And as you do so, extend your index fingers upward. So the rest of your fingers are intertwined, and your index finger is extended upward, and they are pressing against each other, both of your index fingers, and then your thumbs are also upward and the sides are touching. And then you can kind of twist your wrists. And this twisting motion represents a vortex of thought and action and energy, all those things going on in the world around you, spiraling around. And as you focus on your meditation, consider where you feel the most stuck or socially isolated in your life. And you may notice your whole posture sink and your mood sink as you consider this. You feel your energy, your mood moving downward. So if you visualize yourself on this vortex of energy circulating, keep your thoughts uplifted. One way to do this is to gently uplift your eyes, not in a forced way, just in a relaxed, natural way. And this keeps you focused on what is beyond your current situation. It keeps you focused on just how limitless you are. When you think of all there is in the world, all the different kinds of people and places and activities and events going on, even food and music and fashion, when you consider all the options out there, focus on what lifts you up, what fuels your zest for life, your passion. And keep your thoughts uplifted. Keep yourself upward in this vortex. And when you feel yourself begin to sink downward, begin to feel overwhelmed or more isolated, focus on what's out there that you know fuels your passion. So this is your technique today. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little longer. End your meditation there, always on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down.